You know, spring is just around the corner because the new Major League Baseball season starts tomorrow in Tokyo. The Oakland A's are playing the Seattle Mariners. It'll be the fifth time the season opener is played in Japan. This time the games have an added significance. Perhaps the greatest Japanese baseball player ever may be making his final appearance there. The World's Jason Margolis has our story.
Ichiro Suzuki is so great, he doesn't need a last name. He is simply Ichiro. After a stunning start to his career in Japan, Ichiro moved to play for the Seattle Mariners in 2001 when he was 27. Now he's 45. Three words to sum up the mood in Japan as Ichiro takes the field there one final time.
Japanese loves Ichiro.
Saito Takamizawa works in PR in Tokyo. He's going to see Ichiro play tomorrow and Thursday at the Tokyo Dome. Back in 2001, many doubted if a Japanese player other than a pitcher could hack it in the U.S. They argued that Japanese players were too small. But in Ichiro's first season with Seattle, he won the Rookie of the Year and Most Valuable Player awards.
Another Ichiro Saturday night in Seattle. Unbelievable show by our man from Japan.
Ichiro would go on to play 18 major league seasons and rack up the most hits in the history of professional baseball, 4,367 when you combine his stats from Japan and the U.S. That fills Japanese fans like Takamizawa with pride.
Major League Baseball is so... it's a difficult word.
Takamizawa started to look up the words on his computer. He later emailed me and said he's so proud of Ichiro because he broke so many records in Major League Baseball. For Japanese people, Ichiro showed that one of their own could excel on the world's biggest stage. And Ichiro did it all with flair. I spoke with Jason Koskary, a sports writer with the Japan Times, during batting practice at the Tokyo Dome. Even though Ichiro's talents have diminished with age, Koskary says the ballplayer's farewell in Japan this week is generating a lot of buzz.
He's still on billboards and advertisements around the country.
Ichiro was also a TV host in Japan. His show was called Two Chairs. Ichiro and a guest sit in two chairs in a largely dark room. They don't look at each other. They both face forward. An announcer says a word, and Ichiro and his guest say what the word means to them.
Bingo. It was kind of like a brainy, heady kind of show, and it was kind of the thing you would totally expect Ichiro to be doing because he's kind of cool, weird, mysterious, all that stuff.
Here's the other thing about Ichiro. They loved him in Seattle, too. It was common to see Japanese flags waving there. Seattle sold ballpark sushi named the Ichi Roll. The biggest Mariners fan I've ever met is Shay Anna, a walking encyclopedia of Mariners trivia.
Can I just get a voice check from you? Can you give me the stats on Ken Griffey Jr. in 1996?
49 home runs. Interesting thing about Jr. in 1996, he actually hit 50 home runs, but one of them was in the first part of a game in Cleveland that ended up getting washed out.
Ichiro was a bright spot during some pretty lean years in Seattle. The Mariners haven't sniffed the playoffs for 17 straight seasons.
So in Mariner fandom, we don't have a lot of we have no championships. We don't have a lot of winning to reflect upon. So a lot of the special moments that we have tend to be these happy little points of light and moments in time.
Even the most mundane Ichiro moments captivated fans.
His meticulous stretching.
That might sound kind of crazy, but I've sat in Seattle's bleachers where fans, self-included, were mesmerized by Ichiro's routine to stay limber in between pitches. For Anna, never one to dole out praise for a Mariners front office that brought him so little joy, he's glad the team is giving Ichiro a curtain call in Japan.
I think it's fantastic that he'll have the opportunity to play in front of the home crowd. I think it is a fitting end.
As for Ichiro, he said that he'd like to play until he's 50. But the fact is, at age 45, he's just not playing well anymore. On Saturday, a reporter in Tokyo asked him when he'd know it was time to retire. Ichiro said these games in Japan are a great gift and that he'll remember every moment in Japan. He also said, you can be told any time you are gone, but I'm battling and still here. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.